Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Will Batista. He represents Marcy's Law in Nevada. Plus, Marsha Burfigler on the Power Pundit panel. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada has some of the worst air pollution in America. For our families, that's personal. Bad air puts 44,000 Nevada kids with asthma at increased risk. But corporate polluters are propping up politicians like Senator Dean Heller. Heller's taken over $500,000 from big oil and gas polluters, even the Koch brothers, and he backs their dirty air agenda, voting to eliminate limits on air pollution causing smog. Dean Heller, he's protecting polluters. Clean Air Moms Action is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Will Batista. He is the state director for Marcy's Law, which is an initiative that needs to be approved by the voters one more time here in the state of Nevada, and has been a big issue starting in California going back over a decade. For those that don't know, please start out with the basics. Who is Marcy and why do we have this law?
Yeah, so Marcy Nicholas was a college student back at the University of California, Santa Barbara in 1983. She was unfortunately stalked and murdered by her ex-boyfriend. About a week after the funeral, the family was coming out of a grocery store and they ran into the accused, and they didn't know that he had been released. And so they went to the authorities and they asked, hey, you know, we saw this person, we ran into this person, why weren't we notified? And essentially the authorities told them, well, there's no law in place currently that indicates that we have to notify you about any of the proceedings, and so therefore we didn't. So that was kind of the catalyst for what began what would become the Marcy's Law movement. So fast forward a few years later, her older brother, Henry Nicholas, who's the chairman of Marcy's Law for All, decided that he wanted to make sure that victims' rights were taken into consideration. And so he started the Marcy's Law campaign in California, and it passed in 2008. And subsequently, it's passed in several other states, including Illinois, North and South Dakota, and most recently in Ohio last year.
Now, Will, Marcy's Law is called the Victims' Bill of Rights many times. So it has to go deeper than just notifying a victim when a perpetrator gets out of prison or out of jail, doesn't it?
It does.
What are the other key elements or key points of Marcy's Law?
Yeah, so we hone in a lot on notification because that is a very critical component of the criminal justice process. You know, we're very grateful in Nevada that we have the Vine system in place, and in fact, in Nevada we have an actual application, a phone app on your Android or your iPhone that you can get a notification onto it. But it's about bringing that knowledge of the existence of these notification programs to victims of crime. And so that's just one aspect of it. You're correct in that regard. We want to make sure that people know where to access that information, which is, we feel, very, very critical. In addition to that, you know, the right to privacy. You know, currently, if you apply for a temporary restraining order, for example, oftentimes you're asked to provide, you know, where you live or where you're staying, where you work, places that you frequent, and then it's given to the accused. And so that kind of seems backwards, because oftentimes you're giving a roadmap back to being re-victimized. And so it does go deeper. There are other rights that are included. It's, you know, as I mentioned, the right to privacy, the right to restitution in certain cases of financial crime, and being able to be treated fairly throughout the criminal justice process as well. So there are a number of enumerated rights that are part of Marcy's Law, and that's why we say that it's the Victim's Bill of Rights.
And it's like about 25, right?
There are several different sections, depending on the subsections, and depends on how you count them, but there are about a dozen rights that are included in there.
Are they the same rights in all states that pass this?
No, so that's the great thing about Marcy's Law, is that we really aim to make sure that it reflects accurately not just the needs of the people in the states, but those states' constitutions. And so Marcy's Law, although we are present in several states around the country, you know, we're going to be on the ballot potentially in six states this year, in Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Nevada as well, obviously. You know, we have made sure to have a collaborative effort with lawmakers, with people in law enforcement, with members of the domestic violence prevention community, to really have their say as to what should be included in this bill language. And this bill language is probably one of the most collaborative efforts that you've seen in the state. We have now over 150 elected officials, both Republican and Democrats, who have come out and endorsed it. You have several municipalities around the state who have come out and endorsed it. So it really has been, for us, a way to bring people together who traditionally probably don't sit on the same side of the table.
You know, Marcy's Law passed the state legislature for the second time in 2017. It was sponsored by State Senator Michael Roberson. It easily passed the Senate. Then it came to the Assembly, and a amendment was added by Assemblywoman Olivia Diaz. So what was the difference from the Marcy's Law that started the 2017 state legislature and the one that was eventually passed, which will go on the ballot?
It came down to a matter of enforceability, and they had some language differences. And for us, you know, we knew the importance of keeping the language the same. For those who aren't familiar with the process here in Nevada, you have to pass the same exact language in both subsequent legislative sessions. And so for us, even if it was a period, an and versus an or, you know, anything like that would have set back our efforts by at least 4 years. And so, you know, what the motivation behind that was, ultimately, we're not sure. But we know that we were able to persevere and to be able to push through those differences and help members of the legislature understand that these are things that have been collaborated on for several years through several long 2-3 hour sessions at a time. And it was important for us to make sure that it got through this last session. And we were able to do so, thankfully, with that same exact language. So that's, you know.
So this bill was the same?
The bill was the same. It was just a matter, they wanted to change one of the phrases from an and to an or. I can't recall the specific section at this point. But essentially, it would have, regardless of what the change would have been, it would have set our efforts back by at least, you know, 4 years. And so we wanted to make sure to push forward with the current legislation that we had written.
All right, let's take a break. More in this fascinating topic with Will Batista when we return.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Will Batista. He is representing Marcy's Law in the state of Nevada, which is being passed in lots of states around the country. So as well and good as this all sounds, there are some objections. Public defenders have come out against this. The ACLU has come out against this. Why do you think these organizations are coming out against what sounds on the surface of it to be a good law?
I think we all represent the constituencies that we serve, right? So I think they've voiced their opinion about whether Marcy's Law gives too strong of a voice to those who are victims of crime. From where we sit, it's important for us to be able to advocate for victims who have often been just used as a piece of evidence in the criminal justice process. And so, you know, they have their objections. We've been able to work through it here in Nevada where, you know, we've already kind of talked about that in the last segment about how it's been a collaborative effort to overcome some of those objections. You know, we don't have, a whole new system that we have to put in place. We are not looking to, infringe on the current rights. We're not looking to change the investigatory process. And so I think their objections is based on the folks that they represent and you know, being able to represent them to the best of their ability. Our efforts are to represent victims of crimes and to make sure that they have a voice during that process.
Okay, and so just to clarify, so the people that you will be talking about, that the ACLU and public defenders will be talking about, are alleged perpetrators. So people who have not been convicted of a crime
Correct.
Yet, that potentially that this could give more weight to the victim than to the person who has not been convicted so far.
That's their claim. But, you know, in the states that Marcy's Law has passed, one of the claims that they had is that it will increase the number of false accusations. Well, you know, there still has to be an investigation part of the process. There's still discovery. There's still, you know, nothing else has changed outside of the victim being able to, you know, participate in the process. And so, none of those concerns have really come to fruition that we've seen in other states and with the passage of Marcy's Law. So, yeah, they do represent that. But, again, you know, we want to make sure to represent victims who have not had a voice at all previously. And I should clarify that because, you know, in Nevada, you know, we have, I mentioned, over 150 elected officials who have gotten on board with Marcy's Law and have endorsed our efforts. You know, a lot of our counties, you know, try very, very hard to make sure that victims are informed and they're part of the process. But we want to make sure to make it uniform across the state of Nevada. So regardless of whether you live in, you know, Las Vegas or you live in Ely or you live in Winnemucca or, in Washoe County in Reno, doesn't matter. You're going to have the same rights. You're going to be entitled to the same kind of voice in the criminal justice process.
Well, you in this Victims' Bill of Rights, you mentioned that restitution is a key element here, and I could see where victims of crime suffer financially, economically. Could you talk a little bit about what exactly is entailed in the restitution aspect of Marcy's law?
Well, the restitution is just the ability to request restitution. Restitution is already part of the Attorney General's office, and they actually have a whole program for victims of crime who can actually petition the Attorney General's office for funds. So that process is already in place. It's just that we wanted to make sure that the language reflected that victims of crime have a constitutional right to make a petition for restitution from the Office of the Attorney General's, from the Attorney General's office, who already has that system in place. Okay. And oftentimes, those funds don't go, they go unused because people aren't made aware that they even exist. And so making sure that you know that you have a right to petition for that would be important, especially if you have been a victim of a financial crime, so that you can have, you may not be, fully restituted to the previous state, but, at least some kind of compensation that you may be able to have.
Let me ask you this. This is a very expensive process to get initiatives passed. Where does the funding come to do this, both in the state of Nevada and other states?
Yeah, so we are fully funded by Marcy's Law for All, and we have one funder, which is Henry Nicholas, which is Marcy Nicholas's older brother. Right. Mr. Nicholas has had the good fortune of being ahead of the tech boom a few years back, and he wanted to make sure that he dedicated the money that he was able to accrue to a good cause. And so we do not take any political donations. We don't do fundraising. In fact, what we encourage people to do is we encourage you to donate to your local domestic violence organizations, your shelters, organizations that are going to be helpful in the community, because we are self-funded, and so we only have one funder.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much for being on the program. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frost-proof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
My name is Reed. NV Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, NV Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy, it's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, and as promised, Ray Hager and I are going to continue our conversation from our last show with Marcia Birkbigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. So lots of things going on in politics in the state of Nevada.
Really crazy world.
I want to cool off this war that was going on between you and Ray here earlier. Jackie Rosen, Yeah. Interesting stories coming out of the Las Vegas press.
Fascinating.
That Jackie Rosen did not have a business license. Go ahead, Ray.
That was James DeHaven of the Reno Gazette Journal story.
Yeah. Well. Okay. And but covered everywhere. And so congratulations to James on breaking it. But bottom line is this is a big story.
It's a huge story. How could someone run a consulting business and not have a business license? I ran a consulting business for years, as you know. I had to have a business license not only at the state but at the county level. How could you say, well, I'm a consultant and I'm running a two different company. I only have two clients, but they're two major clients, and I'm doing consulting work for them, but, I don't have to have a business license either at the county level or the state level. I don't understand that. I know lots of people, many of my friends who are consultants, and they all have state business licenses.
Well, it seems like she really didn't have a consulting business and just said that in media interviews and
advertising. Yeah, she said it a lot, though. And that's concerning, because why would you continue to hit on that one particular issue if, in fact, that issue would be this easy to find that and thanks to James DeHaven for actually bringing it to the forefront, because I think it's important. If you don't understand that you have to have a business license to run a consulting business, what else don't you understand about how business runs and works in the state of Nevada? And, Rick, can you really do an effective job in Congress as a senator if you don't understand how business operates?
Well, I want to point out that James DeHaven also had a story about Dean Heller not having a business license for selling. Senator Dean Heller did not have a business license for selling hay at his Smith Valley ranch until James DeHaven called up.
And then he went and got one, yes.
But my understanding is that for that particular sale, you didn't actually need a business license, but they went ahead and got one anyway.
That's correct.
The thing I wanted to point out about Dean Heller, though, was over the weekend, we saw an interesting story in the Las Vegas Review-Journal where he granted them an interview, and it seemed to be a much more confident Dean Heller in that interview than we have seen him portrayed over the last year or so.
I think he's focusing on the real need to stand up and say how he really feels about things. And I think in the beginning, I felt, and I haven't had this discussion with him, but I felt in the beginning that perhaps he wasn't being as forthcoming on specific issues for whatever reason, and I don't know that reason. I know Dean fairly well, and I've never seen him be concerned about an election in the past. So I hesitate to think that he was afraid he would lose if he came forward and took positions. He seems to have gotten over that hump now, and now he is really standing up and saying, you know, this is an issue that's important to Nevada. I agree with Trump on this. I don't agree with him on that. I agree with what Congress is doing here.
What does he disagree with Trump about?
Nothing. Yes, he does. He's really not happy about the separation of children from their parents. He's been very unhappy about that.
Well, so is the president.
Well, the president is now, too. But Jeff Sessions, after all, does work for the president. And so if Jeff Sessions was doing it all on his own, perhaps he should fire him. Because if the president wasn't behind that whole process. And, of course, the president has said very clearly this is a policy that was put in place by the Obama administration, and we were simply following it. Who knows? I mean, these guys spend so much time blaming each other for everything. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad Trump is president, and I'm delighted with the stock market for the most part. But I don't agree with everything he does, and I certainly think he needs to get off Twitter and stay off Twitter, although he has managed to really irritate the news media by getting on Twitter constantly. So that's maybe been a positive in some respects. But
You know what? And
but I think the point is, I think Dean is finally coming into his own here in this election, and I'm glad to see that.
I would agree with you on that point, and I've said on this program before, repeating the words of Shelley Berkley, which is don't underestimate Dean Heller in an election campaign because you do so at your peril.
Yes.
It's interesting to watch the president. The president, through his direct communication, is doing essentially what Ronald Reagan started with his radio broadcasts decades ago.
Yes, he
which is communicating directly with the public, and the public that supports him loves it. The public that doesn't support him hates it. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm always surprised when people are shocked at what the president does when he's doing everything he said he was going to do
That's right.
in his campaign.
That's exactly right. You know, maybe we don't necessarily agree, but I guess you have to ask yourself, and there was just recently a political cartoon in the RGJ, which I thought was really quite hilarious, and it had a picture of Hillary Clinton proposing the 2020 candidate for president for the Democrats, and the Democrats were saying, we don't want her, we want socialism. And is that really where this country is heading, is that we don't even want somebody who I think is way off the spectrum on the liberal side of running a country for Hillary Clinton, but we don't want a socialist
country.
But
she's no Bernie Sanders, and you have this dramatic split in the Democratic Party between people who are, you know, following Hillary Clinton versus those that followed Bernie Sanders, and now Elizabeth Warren, in a major piece in the New York Times, is being promoted as
Pocahontas,
as that left-wing candidate.
You think that's funny?
I do. I think it's hilarious.
Why?
Because I find it fascinating that people portray themselves as something that they aren't when it can be clearly checked and found that they aren't that.
So she has no Native American blood?
I have no idea whether she does or not.
But you still think it's funny to denigrate her
over
it?
Okay, I have a sick sense of humor, Ray. You've known that for years. So I laugh at a lot of things that are hilarious. But yes, I think it's totally hilarious when we throw mud at each other in the political arena, because it just shows how really bad we've gotten in this country.
But then you're for mud. Trump throws mud on the media, but you like that.
Well, the media sometimes deserves to have mud thrown on it, Ray.
And on that note, that's where we have to leave it. Marcia Burke Bigler, always a pleasure. Thank you, ma'am. We'll put the fire out when we go off to the commercial. Bye.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Nevada has some of the worst air pollution in America. For our families, that's personal. Bad air puts 44,000 Nevada kids with asthma at increased risk. But corporate polluters are propping up politicians like Senator Dean Heller. Heller's taken over $500,000 from big oil and gas polluters, even the Koch brothers, and he backs their dirty air agenda, voting to eliminate limits on air pollution causing smog. Dean Heller, he's protecting polluters. Clean Air Moms Action is responsible for the content of this ad.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Lindsay Harmon, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood for the state of Nevada. We'll see you then.